I was 10 years old. I had just, it was in the summer, as you know already, and I was going between fourth and fifth grade. And although they cast most of the speaking roles and the major character parts out of Los Angeles and New York, there were a couple of medium-sized roles that they were going to go ahead and cast in Lawrence. So I attended a casting call in Kraft and Prior Theater at the University of Kansas and auditioned. There were about 10 other girls there my age, and we auditioned off and on all day long. It was a very long day. Kraft and Prior Theater was cram-packed with people auditioning. They also, for my part, auditioned people in other places, and so I didn't really know what the outcome was going to be, except that at the end of the audition in Kraft and Prior, they handed me a script, and they said, "We'd really like you to play this character, but we're going to see actors in New York and LA, and we'll get back to you, but you're our Kansas pick." So I didn't know what was going to happen, but I did end up shooting 14 days of the film. My character's name is Jolene Dahlberg, and we lived in the home. It was one of the stories where we were the farm family that lived in the house, and when the bomb started to go off, we had to go live in the basement. And my brother, the person who played my brother, his name was Danny. He was the one who got flash blinded and had his eyes wrapped up. And my older sister's character story was that she was getting married, and they had to, of course, postpone the wedding because of nuclear war. And I was this blonde little girl with pigtails. And John Cullum played my father, and he's such a wonderful actor, and he was such an incredible person. And I still love him. He lives in New York. And I just saw him in August, Osage County, and he was brilliant, and brilliant then and brilliant now. And I met Jason Robards, who is wonderful, and bless him, we lost a great actor when we lost Jason Robards. He is such, God, he was really good. And so, you know, at the time it was fun. We were in a movie, it's a lot of fun, and then isn't it amazing that it actually turned into something really important politically that Reagan saw it. They write about it in the Reagan biography, Dutch, that came out, is that Reagan was enormously influenced by The Day After. He was a film actor, Reagan. And so one way for him to access his thinking, he responded greatly to film, and particularly films about the West, because that's what Ronald Reagan was. He was an actor in Westerns for most of his career. He was a Hollywood man before he became president. And they write about in the Reagan's biography that he was enormously depressed after the screening of The Day After at the White House. And two different presidential historians have actually gone on record as saying U.S. foreign policy changed after his viewing of The Day After, which led to one of many factors, which led to the end of the Cold War. But that Reagan. There, you know, historians have charted a significant change in the Reagan administration's policy on nuclear arms. So that's very exciting. The conversation I had the other day with the reporters from National Geographic who are doing something on this said that over it's the most watched television film ever made, and it's over 100 million people saw it. So it's pretty incredible that Lawrence did this. Lawrence created this. I mean, Nick Meyer came in from LA, Bob Apazian produced it, ABC produced it, but Lawrence built this film.